Hey, Eastlake, and welcome to anybody else. I want to talk to you about two things that we're all thinking about, we're all concerned about. And one is health, and the other is money. Now, on the health side, if I were to break it down in my life, maybe how you're thinking through it is, you know, what are the practical things I need to do and wise choices I need to make? Just try to stay healthy because, you know, this hit me about 4 or 5 days ago. I just thought, you know what? I really don't want to get sick. I've had the flu before, and it's not as bad as this thing. And I was like, you know, like bring it right down to my house. It's like, I don't want to get sick. And then I thought, well, I don't want anybody that I love or care about to get sick. I have someone right now I know that I, you know, super important to me, and they may have it. And I, you know, I'm like, this is getting real now. And so the practical steps you take is, you know, you wash your hands, you stay home, you try to decide if you should go certain places for work. And we're all trying to figure that out. It's like, how do I stay healthy? How do I keep other people healthy? I haven't seen my grandson in a week or so, and you know, they're self-quarantining, and for his health's sake, I'm not going over there. He's not coming to see my wife and I. And I mean, you know, what decisions do I make to try to stay healthy is a big deal. And then there's money right now too. And it's a pressure between the two is like, you know, do I choose to maybe be a little less healthy because I need to do something to get the money? Or, you know, do I choose the money and then I'm afraid of my health? And, you know, trying to stay practical. I don't know about you. I'm trying to stay up on it. It seems like this thing changes every day. And that makes it difficult, too. It's like what was smart yesterday isn't so smart today. I've heard people say things 3 or 4 days ago that were so adamant. And then now they're saying just the opposite. And it's really a day-to-day thing. And it's a time to be flexible. And it's difficult because usually you can make a decision and then you can be decisive. But now you got to make a decision and be flexible because yesterday's decision could be a wrong decision today. I'm trying to be practical. I think it's smart to call all your banks, call your mortgage, you know, get a piece of paper, phone numbers, find out, you know, what your options are right now. When's the stimulus package going to provide for you? I mean, all that stuff is super, super important to do when it comes to health and money. Be as practical and smart as you can. But I've like got to the place where I've realized I can't figure everything out. A friend of mine came to me the other day and they were trying to figure out if they should travel. I said, I want to get your take on this. I'm supposed to go back to a wedding on the East Coast. And it was right before everything started to shut down. And I was talking it through with him. And at one point he says, like, this little voice keeps telling me, don't go. And I said, hey, man, I don't think you should go then. Because these are super hard to figure out and someone's trying to tell you something. And he got back in touch with him. He said, you know, I decided not to go. And like a day later, everything blew up when it came to the airlines and transportation. And someone was looking out for him. He was listening. Here's what the Bible says in one place. It's a promise. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should pray and ask God because he gives it generously to anyone who asks. He never resents your asking. God loves to help you, and he'll give you the wisdom you need. Just ask. By saying he doesn't resent it, that's for all of us out there that get that little feeling sometimes like, hey, you know, I haven't talked to God in forever. I mean, like, he's not going to listen to me now. It's no fair to run to him now. And what this promise is saying is he wants you to talk to him and include him. When it comes to our health and stuff that's going on with our money and how with the decisions we make today are going to affect the future. I'm not smart enough. You're probably not smart enough. Nobody's smart enough. We're going to need help. Another promise in the Bible, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the perfect one to talk to. He was there before it started. He's there now, and he knows what these choices are going to look like in the future. And so maybe you can't be in church and some of the normal things you do or some of the relationships you have, but we can all pray. When something comes up that pushes your health button, when something that comes up that pushes your finance button, stop and say a prayer. Pick a time during the day to pray and ask God things about your health and your finances and let him guide you. It's an invitation from God. Ask and he'll show you. God bless.